6:35, you're listening to 100.5 FM. Good morning, I'm Ray Richardson. Thanks for joining us. Looks like another beautiful yet cold day here in the great state of Maine. Well, it is winter. It's supposed to be cold. It's February. It's supposed to be cold. That's the way it works. That's the way it goes. Hey, I was listening to this young lady last night, and she was literally on fire. She's had 12.3 million views of her comments about what's going on in the country. And I just thought I would share it with you because, well, it's worth hearing. Why not? And it's another viewpoint. This is not a young white woman. This is a young African-American woman.
I do not care that Elon Musk is unconventional in his methods. So according to Jasmine Crockett, who said that she is also on the House Budgeting Committee, Elon Musk is doing things wrong, and that's why Democrats are so upset. She said that what he's supposed to do when he discovers these things is convene a committee and have a committee meeting so that they can discuss things quietly. He is not supposed to bring things to the attention of the American people, and he has been posting things on X. He's been vocal about it on social media every time he finds something.
But all right, we're going to pause her right there. I want you to think about it. She just quoted Congresswoman Jasmine Crockett almost directly, almost verbatim. I saw her talking about this. And one of Jasmine Crockett's big deals is that Elon is uncovering stuff and he's making it public so that you and I can be aware of it. And Jasmine Crockett is all upset, saying he should be convening a committee hearing behind closed doors so that you and I don't know what they've done. This young woman quoted her almost precisely. By the way, Jasmine Crockett is kicking tires on running for president.
I do not care if his methods are unconventional. I think that the reason they want him to discover these things and keep it behind closed doors so that they can continue with this money laundering that they have been doing over the last few years. And I'm curious, too, about Jasmine Crockett, because she loves to talk about the oppression of the black person in this country and how white people, according to her, will never understand how it feels to be a black person in America. This is what Jasmine Crockett loves to talk about. But what about the oppression of the American taxpayer? You have taxes taken out of your paycheck before you even get it. And our government, our elected officials are sending our tax dollars all over the world to paying for the most ridiculous things on our dime. $59 million spent on housing undocumented migrants in the state of New York in luxury hotels. $59 million. But meanwhile, we have American citizens who are sleeping in tents and who lost everything they have. But our government managed to come up with $59 million to house undocumented immigrants in luxury hotels in the state of New York. If Jasmine Crockett and all these other Democrats were really for the people, this is what they would be talking about. They would be advocating for the people instead of advocating against an appointed elected official who is doing his job.
There you go. That was a TikTok video. I don't have a TikTok account, but I do watch the reels. And I started watching this woman speak, listening to her speak. And I thought, my goodness, here we go. Here's another citizen speaking out. And, you know, they'll probably come after her. She's had 12.3 million views on what she had to say about what Congresswoman Jasmine Crockett has said and what others are saying about what Elon Musk is doing. She's absolutely right. $59 million in New York City. As you know, Secretary of Homeland Security Kristi Noem clawed that money back. The comptroller of New York lost his mind. He's like, what are we going to do? We've already paid this out. We're going to have to take money from something else. Well, duh, that's what happens when a resource goes away. That's what the American people do. Their job goes away, or their part-time job goes away, or their side gig goes away. Side hustle, as Vern likes to call it. That's what they have to do. They have to pull money from other resources. Maybe it's their credit cards. Maybe it's a savings account. Who knows what it is? That's what has to happen. Why should the government be any different? You shouldn't be getting this money. This is insanity. And, you know, it's not like they're staying at the Motel 6, ladies and gentlemen. They've been staying at some of the most greatest luxury hotels in New York. Not all of them, of course, but a lot of them. They haven't been staying in the Motel 6 where they keep the lights on for $39 a night. That's not where they've been staying. New York City spent upwards of $7 billion on people who are in New York City last year illegally. How does that advance New York City? We're in nutso place here. And as the new boss is in town, and unlike the old boss, this guy actually knows what he's doing. He has a plan. He has a purpose. Unlike the old boss, who, like so many of these clowns who become president, it's just their crowning achievement of their life, being president. They don't really have a plan to advance the country or the people. This guy does. I'm glad she spoke out. I'm glad I listened to it last night, and I'm glad I shared it with you right now. You need to hear this stuff from regular folks. Regular folks are getting it. Regular folks are having their eyes open. They're recognizing that their lives are being made harder. American citizens' lives are being made harder because we've decided to be the bedroom, the hotel room of the world. 117 people from 117 different countries came across our border illegally that we engaged. There were a bunch more people that we did not engage, so we don't know where they came from. We know they weren't here. This is just crazy stuff. And so they're all going crazy because Trump is doing this stuff. This is stuff we should have never done. Somebody texted me a while ago and said, why did you just say that Ukrainians can get Social Security? It's not true. And I'm like, again, you know what tires me is ignorance, stupid. You know, laziness is what it really is. Ignorance. I've always said ignorance is willful laziness. Go look it up. Joe Biden signed the damn thing in June of 22. Go to the Social. Let me tell you how to research. You hear something that you either agree with or don't agree with, but you'd like to know more. So you could start with a Google search. That would always help, you know, because you could go find some resources that hopefully will make you curious. Not that you accept, but it would make you curious. But here's the best way to do this one. Just go to the Social Security Administration website and look up the order that Joe Biden signed in June of 22, and then come back and tell me I'm wrong, because I'm not wrong. I wouldn't have said it if it wasn't true. You know, Joe Biden kept saying, anybody that wants to touch Social Security, I'll stop them. I'll be their nightmare. Well, you were a nightmare for 4 years, Joe, that's for sure. There's no doubt about it. But see, the problem with people like Joe Biden, he says these kind of things, and people cheer him and like, yes, he's standing up for Social Security, while he's actually weakening it by putting people on Social Security that have never contributed and aren't part of it. This is what politicians do. They don't care because they know the American people cannot comprehend $36 trillion. Nobody can. Even Elon Musk, the richest man in the world at a little over $400 billion, cannot comprehend $36 trillion. Nobody can do it. It's too much money. So we don't even really talk about it in public anymore. Hardly anybody ever brings it up. This station brings it up all the time, but hardly anybody else does. I read all the stuff I read. You never see it brought up. It's like, yeah, so what? You know, we're $36 trillion in debt. So what? We were, you know, $30 trillion in debt 2 months ago. Not really, but you know what I mean. Nobody cares. And that's the way politicians think. As long as you don't care, they can do as they damn well please and have done. Long as you don't know, so that you don't get riled up and maybe threaten their gravy train and maybe even their reelection, they don't care. Long as you don't know. That's what this is about. You not knowing. That's what this is about. Yeah, I said Ukrainian refugees. Yeah, Ukraine. Why should they be on Social Security? Hello? Are we fighting the damn war in Ukraine? Why should Ukrainian refugees be on Social Security? I mean, we gave them $10 billion 2 years ago, year and a half ago, to shore up government payments, meaning to pay their employees and their pensions, and then we just gave them $4.5 billion to do it again. Is this our war? Well, the military-industrial complex made it our war, of course. Why are Ukrainian refugees going on to Social Security? Here, let me read it to you. To be eligible for Social Security income benefits, these parolees, meaning the Ukrainian refugees, must meet all the program's other requirements. For example, a parolee must be at least 65 years of age, or they could be disabled or blind, or have countable income and resources below the program limits. A parolee's eligibility to receive Social Security benefits ends if the parolee status is terminated by the Department of Homeland Security. In addition, a parolee's eligibility to receive Social Security benefits ends 7 years from the date on which the parolee obtains parole status. So, unless these Ukrainians, and I have nothing against Ukraine, I don't want them to lose this war, but we're being stupid here. Why didn't Europe take in these Ukrainian refugees? I mean, Europe's right next door, right? Europe's so worried about a seat at the table in Riyadh today. Why didn't they take in the Ukrainian refugees, the parolees? So unless they have been working in Ukraine for years and yet somehow paying into Social Security for the American government, why are they getting Social Security? Do you think that strengthens that program? Do you think it makes it more solvent or less solvent? This is just insanity. And here's the problem. We just accept it as normal business in America. We don't have people in positions of authority in the government who care about the damn government, care about the country, much less about our people. No one would do this. The Congressional Budget Office says that we will be insolvent in 2032. And yet somehow Joe Biden, who stood up there to the extent that he could and spoke to the extent that he could, said, "I will protect Social Security," as every one of these clowns say. And of course, old people who are scared to death because they didn't plan well, so they have no money except Social Security, they are afraid something's going to happen to it, so they fall for that BS. And that's what it is. It's BS. It's a stinking pile of BS. And yet Joe Biden piled more people into the program who never paid a damn dime into it. So you have people who are getting money from it but didn't contribute to it. How does that make the program stronger? Am I the only person in the blankety-blank country that understands this? I suspect I'm not. But the real question is, why didn't Europe take in these folks? Just like the question is, why haven't the Arab nations taken in the Palestinians? And we all know the answers. We all know the answers. And at the end of the day, somehow or another, eyes all turn to America. And we have become the chumps of the world. We have become the chumps of the world. And I'm not talking about when we go and there's a disaster, something that's happened. I'm not talking about that. That's good Christian stuff. That's what we're supposed to do. This is different. This is political BS. Steaming piles of it, stacked on top of each other, so it really smells. That's what this is. And we just keep putting up with it. Social Security, by its very nature, is a Ponzi scheme. It's legal because the government does it, but it is a Ponzi scheme. You get in early, you get your money back. You get in later, you might get your money back. You get in real late, it's probably not going to happen because people have to keep joining Social Security by joining the workforce. If we stopped today, all that money you paid in that you're supposed to be getting benefits from, you wouldn't get that money. If they somehow figured out a way to end Social Security today, There's no money there to pay your benefits. This is a scam. I know why FDR did it. I get it. Old people were dying from hunger and shelter. I get it. But at the end of the day, the American politicians have taken a program. Some call it noble. Others call it other things. But the fact is it's there. And they have just prostituted it out. And then they claim to be the defenders of Social Security. We can't even tell the truth anymore. The truth never matters in the conversation. Why would you be adding people to Social Security who are not even from America, who have never paid a dime into it, and allow them to have benefits from it? Why would you do that if you cared about the program? Now, I know people are going to say, well, Ray, you're really heartless. You think you're a Christian, but you're really a devil. That's fine. You can say whatever the hell you want to say. But the truth of the matter is, if you're defending this, you're the problem. Maybe you went to an education system like we have in Maine where you didn't learn a damn thing, so you don't understand. But the fact of the matter is, when you put people into the program who never paid a dime into it and they're getting benefits from it, you are weakening the program financially. This isn't, you don't have to have a PhD to understand this. You basically need to be able to read with comprehension. I realize if you're in Maine, that's tough. But in places outside of Maine, most people can do that. And most people would understand that if you plow more people into a program that is already teetering financially, you're going to further weaken the program. You're not protecting old people and their money coming in. You're harming them. But because fear is the most powerful weapon in the American political system, you get away with it. You lie to everybody, and then you scare them to death, and they acquiesce. And if anybody doubts me, just think about COVID.
We fix people by fixing their car. I like being part of that.
It's a great feeling knowing that you've done something that looks good. And-